up, y'all? It's your guy Wiz, and you're checking out a very, very special edition of Enter the Show. Kai's birthday. Celebrating. Good time. Happy birthday, Kai.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Kai.
Happy birthday.
I don't even know the words.
I just don't know the words.
I've
never heard the song in my entire life.
Happy birthday, Stevie Wonder.
Like, oh my God, I'm Stevie Wonder. I'm playing. It is Kai's birthday. It is a special edition of the End of the Shell Show, the Kai's birthday edition. Some might even say the kids love it. They're going crazy. They love it. They're going crazy. Happy birthday to you, Kai.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I didn't want to tell you this, but I went and I actually ransacked your phone.
Oh.
And I went through and I called a few people. So we're going to be hearing from them throughout that. We're just going to pepper them in.
I'm kind of scared about this.
Do you have anything that, like, you have to, like, be afraid of?
No. I mean, no, I'm not.
Any skeletons that I need to know about?
I'm not scared of anything.
You're not scared of anything?
No.
Well,
I'm scared of getting older.
I think everybody is.
But that's about it. But
I'm
happy. If there's any place that I would rather be right now than right here in the studio celebrating.
Do you have a favorite birthday moment so far? Other than meeting me,
I didn't meet you on my birthday.
Well, you should have.
my favorite birthday moment. No, I really don't have a favorite birthday.
That's horrible. That's horrible, Kai.
Okay, for my 16th birthday, my parents threw me this huge surprise, and that was really fun. But I mean, I would have to say, just in general, just being around friends and family for my birthday.
Do you have a special birthday like tradition that you do or anything like that?
Yes. Well, actually, the way that the birthdays are, it's my birthday, and then the following day, it's my grandmother's birthday. So growing up, it was always me and my grandma.
So competitive.
Yes. Well, not really. We just a lot of love.
I see. I like.
So happy birthday, Grammy, too. Happy birthday to my grandma, Leona. Oh, yeah.
And to John.
And to Uncle John.
Yeah, Uncle John, my Aunt Berta's husband. He is turning the big 4-0.
Over the hill, Johnny boy.
Over the hill. So, Kai, you have a birthday with a ton of celebrities. We got Uncle John, your grandma.
I know.
All you guys all clumped in together. I love it. So what we're going to do is we're going to hear a birthday wish from a listener.
Wow.
And then after that, I have somebody at the door. I'm not going to tell you who. Ooh. We're going to let them in.
A mystery person?
Right. A mystery person.
By the way, I have to say thank you for putting all the balloons and everything up in the studio. It looks really cute. It looks really cute in here. We'll have to take a picture and put it.
No, we're not. I don't want to.
I love how you taped everything up with the masking
tape. I know. That's why
tape.
I don't want anyone to know like my horrible decorations.
Like, oh, that's so cool. He brought in a third grade class to decorate. Actually, that was turtle.
That was me. And like, what sucked was like when Kai walked in, she's like, oh my God. And then she's like, oh, watch a turtle because I almost sat down. And she's like, watch it. You almost stepped on scissors, but they were the children's scissors. So like, I was like, no, it's cool. I'm like,
you were trying to cut your hair with them.
Yeah, like my mom prefers that I use this one. So it's perfectly cool. It's perfectly cool. So let's get to the listener.
Okay,
and then after that, we'll get to the who's next to the door because they're still waiting. And hopefully you have some money because it's probably some pizza. And after that, we'll see where we go from there. All that right here on the Enter the Shell Show.
Kylie's birthday.
What up, son?
What's going on?
Nothing much. Hey, it's my co-host Kai's birthday today. You know, and I know you kind of like were digging on her. Did you want to like throw her a like pickup line or something for her birthday?
I was thinking of doing that, but I'm like,
yeah, do it. Do it right now. I'm recording you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How old is she turning?
Huh? She's turning 16. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I never ask people their age. I just go with the flow.
Me?
Yeah.
Alright. Happy birthday, Kai. Thank God you're finally 18, because now I can look at you without feeling guilty.
Anything else you want to say to her, son?
I'm just kidding, but her, I know she's got to be way older than 18. I'm not really a pedophile.
You might be. That's cool.
No.
What's your favorite thing about Kai?
What?
What's your favorite thing about Kai?
She's so pretty.
But really?
I mean, I don't know, man.
You like her tits or what?
She's got a great voice.
What did you say about her tits earlier?
No, I'm not saying that about her. I'm not saying that on the recording.
What do you say? What would you say? I'm not recording.
This is totally a setup. She's listening, isn't she?
No. No, not even.
They look nice.
Would you say? Just flatter me.
I said they look nice. Did I say anything else?
What else did you say about them? What else would you say you wanted to do with them?
I didn't say nothing at all, did I?
Yes.
Well, I forgot, man. If I do remember, I'd probably say it again right now, but I must have been, you know, high.
All right, dude. Thanks.
You on your show? Nice.
Yeah, definitely. All right, dude.
She'll hit me personally on my Facebook.
Yeah, she'll hit you up personally on your Facebook, I promise. All
right, dude.
All right, dude. Thanks. Later. And you're back with the Enter the Shell show. It is Kai's special edition.
Woo-hoo!
Super celebrity.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday
show. That's and like I said, truth. Like I said before, you know, right before we went to the message, we do have somebody at the door. Hopefully they're still there.
Ooh, let's see who it is.
I'm right in the front, you did.
Whoa.
Don't move my shoes,
hey,
man.
It's the bartender. It's your birthday. What up, bartender?
Say ah.
No, we don't pay. Why you don't pay?
Woo, look at this. We got drinks.
We got drinks, green and
yeah.
Drinks and everything.
We got the bartender with the shirt off bringing me some drinks.
Love it.
What is this?
Bottles of that rosé.
Hey, and he sings too.
So what are we messing with today?
What is this, bartender?
Well, it is.
Thank you for coming in with your shirt off, by the way.
Thank you. Got me extra drink today. It's a lovely day. Everyone's celebrating.
The crowd loves it.
All right, you got the kids outside. A little mariachi.
I love it. Okay, so here's your shot.
Yeah, we got a little something called a Brazilian goddess.
Brazilian goddess.
Oh! Here we got a goddess.
Turtle's the goddess.
Yeah. Looks nice in here. Why are the blooms so low?
Right? Dude, why is everyone fucking around with all my decorations? Hey, I decorated, all right? What more do you want?
It looks good. So basically,
it's like a total party in here.
Turned around with some rums.
It's a little Brazilian goddess shot. Here we go.
Right.
Happy
right,
birthday.
Go. Happy birthday to you, Kai.
Wow, that's really good. What's that got like the acai berry in it?
Woo! Just like a Brazilian. I'm not saying that I've had two or three.
They take it from the front and the back.
Yeah! They love it. So bartender, I know it's been a while since anyone's like seen you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Man,
you know, I've been,
that was...
You know, I ran into a few friends, and before I knew it, I was basically rooming with Lindsay Lohan in rehab. So
I knew it.
I missed you.
Went too many drinks.
And you got wind it was my birthday.
I did. Thanks to Turtle, you know?
Yeah,
man, Turtle. You know what? I have to say, I'm pretty impressed all this birthday stuff you're doing for me.
For once in my life, everything goes wrong except for on Kai's birthday. It's like my one day I'm granted magical powers.
Your mojo.
Not to fuck everything up.
Like I said, it looks really nice in here.
Very festive.
I'm
feeling very special.
Yeah, we got calls. We got a bartender here to just get you all tossed.
So can you stay for the rest of the show, making some drinks and stuff?
I'll be here reminiscing on
good
times.
Okay.
On good times. If only, you know, you're a bartender. I'm like, wait a minute, you're a bartender.
No, but
so
he was here for last year's birthday show, too.
That's right. He was our bartender.
It was so fun. Yeah. It's like a tradition now.
I know. We're going to have to get you every single show. But you're a bartender, so you've seen a lot of... crowds come in for their birthday and just get shit faced. Do you have any
crazy? That's pretty much it. Yeah,
crazy stories.
You have any crazy stories
that don't involve Kai?
Crazy stories.
By the way, that tastes like a sweet tart, kind of like. And now my stomach's all like on fire.
Oh, you're such a pussy.
I am.
Got the bubble guts on.
Got the bubble guts. I'm gonna have to take a mean
shit. I'll have another.
So you've seen a lot of people get like totally like just ass faced.
Yeah, pretty much. Birthdays are the same.
What are the
come
dudes?
In, take a few too many drinks, and I mean, you don't remember the party.
So what are the do's and don'ts when, you know, entering a facility?
Like, actually, what's your advice for me tonight as I go celebrate?
Well, you started off wrong. I'm here.
Oh, hey-o.
Take your time.
Bartender's got some
plans. Yeah, hey-o. If only you two could have dated or something like that. I don't know. I don't think he's your type.
I don't know if that'll work. I don't know.
Yeah, you're really hot, though.
Thank you. It's all the rehab. The detox. I'm really
picky.
So you're with Lindsay Lohan. How's she doing so far in her stint?
Well, as far as the alcohol goes, she's doing well. But you did see us picking out balloons, so you know what she was using that for.
Yeah. she loved the orange. She's like, let's get more orange in here.
But everything's good.
Good.
I'm just so happy you're here. This is great. Yeah. Maybe the bartender can give me my spankings.
You know what? Let's do that right now.
Bring it over here, please.
Let's leave it up to the crowd. What do you say, crowd?
I did bring my baby powder.
No, the crowd doesn't want it. No.
Okay, but you can't.
Yeah, see? They want it. All right.
Now, you can't give me all of the spankings because then people would know how old I am.
Right.
So let's just do five.
No, we're just going to do six spankings.
Six?
Six spankings.
Okay, so wait, hold on.
And then you have to do nine shots.
Nine shots? No way. We'll never get through the show. Okay, so I'm going to just bend
over. Okay, so, dude, Kai right now. Okay, so the bartender, he's getting up right now.
Hold on. No, wait.
No. Two, three. Everyone playing at home. That's three. Four.
Okay, you do not have to hit that. Hold on.
Okay, the last one. I'm.
No. You got two more. You got two more.
Ambidextrous.
You got two more. You got two more.
I'm gonna go two hands.
Dude, this one, two hands. All right. Now this is the last one.
The last one.
So you got to make it good. You got to make it. I'm bringing in a pinch bartender. Why do you love it? And she loved it. Like, it was like, I love being spanked instead of...
Well, I didn't know that I was going to have a shot and then be spanked. I mean, whoa.
Well, that's part of the deal.
This show is turning, like, X-rated in a matter of seconds.
And I feel bad because I didn't bring you a present.
But I know.
Happy birthday to me.
Put up your pants.
You know what? The present is that you guys are here. So
exactly.
Thank you so much.
So thanks so much. The bartender, he's going to be here for a while mixing us some drinks. But until then... While he's mixing these drinks, here's another special surprise message for you right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I have lots of feelings for Kylie, so...
Some of them maybe even, like, some might even say perverse, maybe?
Of course. I mean, this is Kylie we're talking about. Hello.
Have you and Kylie ever kissed?
No.
Would you like to for her birthday?
Absolutely not.
No? You don't want to send her a kiss over the phone?
No, I'll leave it to all the men out there to give her a big new kiss.
Do you like Kai's ass?
By what?
Do you like Kai's ass? Do you think she has a nice butt?
Have you seen it?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to miss.
Okay, so I think that if you put on the show that Kylie is like the most amazing person around, and she truly is probably the funniest woman I've ever met.
No one would buy it. I don't think anyone would buy it at all.
Oh, are you kidding me? That woman is freaking hilarious. And spending just 5 minutes with her, you're going to pee your pants for sure.
I just did.
Happy birthday, Kai. I love you so much. And Hayden and I and Brand wish you were here with us, but we hope you enjoy your day and hope it's fun.
Allow me to take y'all on a trip through memory lane. Seattle music showcased diverse brains. Sir Mix-a-Lot, even Kiss Sensation. No worries about political affiliation. Listen to hip-hop to have a good time. Never thought about albums dealing with war crimes. Say we progressed or say we fell. Opinions are opinions, so don't take it personnel. Can't stand my words claiming I'm a hypocrite. But ink bandanas on some fiend-ish. Now we call the piece of town with sensitive thugs. Not claiming I do dirt or brutality, cuz, but I need some witty, personal, grimy ass songs. No more granola, overdone political wrongs. Some have a passion, yeah, get that, dude. But if you can't be diverse, then your music ain't cool. Don't follow trends unless you know the mission. Some of them are real, others front, they gone fishing. You can say I'm hating, never lying in the booth. Salute to hip hop, it's the honesty of some truth. No apologies, yo, I'm sick of this crap. Upload your MP3, pop them in your backpack. Join a protest in your local cul-de-sac. More aimed at politicians than the Pentagon attack. Salute, it pains me to have to tell you this. Salute, but to me, you've become a hypocrite. Salute, cause it seems like the right thing to do. Salute, I need to step away.
You just heard Salute from Kai's, one of Kai's favorite artists right now, and we have him on the phone with us. What's up, Wisdom? How's it going?
What's up, buddy? How
Wisdom!
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So when we started out preparing, well, because you know Kai, you know girls, how they're like, oh, don't do anything special for me. It's just my birthday. It's just another day. You know, meanwhile, she's like, look in here, motherfucker.
This is who I want on the show. You heard me?
So she specifically, she got all gangster and everything. I've never seen that side of her. Very gangster on me. And she's like, you better get Wisdom on. And poof.
He's here.
You're here. You're here. So welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. And, man, this is it's just now a big party. It's a birthday party with myself. And the three of us are going to definitely celebrate.
Heck yeah, it's party in my pants, too. Ayo.
So from what I've been told is that you love shoes, right? You're a big
like aside
Nike
from
mom.
Your music. Yeah, let's talk about
I mean, we'll talk about your music right now, but I want to talk about, let's talk shoes, because let's just do it. I find it an interesting topic.
Because you're gay.
Yeah, well, no, but you like Nikes, and, you know, there are a lot of Nike fanatics out there that literally they just buy Nikes, and then they just get them, and then they literally lick the bottom of them, and they don't wear them. Are you that crazy kind of, like, fanatic, or tell me?
I'm not to that extreme. There are a couple pairs that I own that I will only wear on very rare occasions. So, like, if I have, like, a photo shoot and I really want to wear, like, one of those rare pairs, I'll bring them out. But if I was just to, like, you know, go out and about and walk around the city, I would definitely, you know, pick and choose which shoes I do that in.
Okay, so how did this, where did this kind of Nike shoe obsession come from? Like, how old were you? Is it something new? Do you have, like, a special, like, shoe room in your house?
Well, it's funny because I actually have, there's an extra bedroom. My roommate and I, we have a three-room townhome. And so I've got, you know, of course, all my shoes in my room. But mm-hmm. then there's an extra bedroom upstairs that has a walk-in closet that has the rest of my shoes. Plus, I've got, like, shoes just kind of spread throughout the room. I've got, like, one of the, like, my closet where the towels and all the laundry stuff should go is shoes.
You're like, I need to dry myself. Oh, here, let me get this new shoe. Dry myself yeah. off. Nice.
I mean, pretty much. I just, you know, it was something that I always liked, you know, Nikes and Jordans when I was growing up. But, of course, I didn't have the money to buy them. So I always, like, had this thing that I told myself. I said, once I get, you know, a real job, or at least, like, adult
become a rock star,
I'm gonna, you know, start up my collection. And so it's really technically a new collection in terms of I've probably only been buying them, you know, on a regular basis for, like, the past 7 or 8 years.
It sounds pretty serious, yeah, though. It sounds like he has a, but, like, he's like, hi, I'm Wiz, yeah. And I love shoes.
Yeah, actually hi, Wisdom, this is actually not Kai's birthday. It's been a sham. It's an intervention. Here to let you
so,
know.
Wait, so is it...
Oh, man, I knew it. I knew you guys were trying to trick me into something.
I know. So is it fair to say, do you have, like, a foot fetish?
Yeah, but
I think he has a fetish for soles.
He has a fetish for Nikes.
I have a fetish for Nikes. The foot fetish thing is different because, I mean, funny side story, you know, a lot of females think, oh, if a guy has a foot fetish, then automatically that means he likes any girl's foot. But that's not the case. Just like with shoes, with females' feet, I'm super picky. So if a girl has really nice feet and I say that, that actually means something, just like with the shoes. So
wait, when would that come up? You're at a date, you're taking a girl out, and
you're like, oh, yeah, by the way,
does that work? Is that the line that I've been missing out my entire life? Could that have gotten me some serious badge? Let me know.
You know, I would probably abstain from bringing that up.
He's like, actually, yeah. Just turtle, don't even.
Damn it.
He doesn't even go on dates, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, here I go. Here I go again, being all awkward and whatnot.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to hear your next song. And what song is that, Kai? You wanted this one.
Put in Work.
That's right, Put in Work. Mm-hmm. And this is off your Book of Wisdom. Which you can get, and we're gonna have links to all your material. So you know, when people listen to you and they want to go buy you, they just go to our website, and then bam, you know, you get to buy some more Nikes.
Totally, and featured in this song is Macklemore and New Balance. This is Put in Work from Wisdom's first album, The Book of Wisdom, right here on the Enter the Shell Show.
Yeah, okay, check. Think fast, your life smashed. This smooth cash, whiz on the whiplash. 40-hour weeks, seeing new novelty sneaks on my baby girl's feet. I work hard and play later. Go from fake lacrosse to real alligators. Blood, sweat, and tears, fears. Put away money, stay away from the beers. Up cheers, I stay clean. I work hard and live in dreams. Who, me? Iced teas, fruits with meats, rare sweets, and dream team beats. These nice kicks and fresh lids. But who picks? God is my witness, kids. Okay, it's not easy to live, but God, put in work, enjoy life, never forgive. Cause what you put in, you get out. And what you urge for, if you urge out. The sweat trails and sun rays, providing for the fam to see better days. These fake stitches, who hold you down? Getting past rounds, rocking jeweled out crowns. Put in work, enjoying life's perks, but to reach the future, well, today's gonna hurt.
I'm on my grind like a cheese grater, do that cheddar. Or like an old lady that's knitting a sweater. You ain't listening, cause you ain't get that, son. No matter how long it takes, I'ma get that done. I got millions, all cause I flipped them once. Stashes of cash stacked away like bricks in the slums. I'm a boss, got cats that'll make you bleed over whole white. Just like teeth when they floss, I put it together. Dog, my whip is wetter, 24 fit better. Wood grain and leather in my ice game, me, man. I'm talking neck and wrist, always cold, something like Greenland. Here's my thing, jam. Don't worry, I got a way to pull just like Europeans. And I'm a fiend, man, addicted to putting in work, lactose, but I still get the cream, man. Cause what you get in, you get out. And what you urge for, you urge out. Sweat trails and sun rays, providing for the fam to see better days.
Right. And we are back in Kai's special edition.
Happy birthday to me.
And on the phone with us is Wisdom. How's it going, Wiz?
Doing good.
All right. Tell me a little bit about that song that we just heard.
Yeah.
So that song is actually one of my favorite songs, simply because it was the very first song that I had played on the radio out here on Seattle's big hip-hop station, Q93. And it features two people that are really close friends of mine, but also both very talented. Macklemore is probably one of the greatest musicians that I've personally heard.
Mm-hmm.
Super popular out here. You know, he tours all over the place now. And then the other guy, New Balance, his real name is Nate Burleson. And for those who are big sport fans, he played for the Minnesota Vikings and Seattle Seahawks, and now he's going to be going to play for the Detroit Lions.
The Lions.
How do you feel about that? You're a big Seattle fan, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. But you know what? It's family first. So I got to cheer for the Detroit Lions. I'll still cheer for the Seahawks. You know, that's still my team, but...
The Lions,
That's like family to me, so I you know, that's the team now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's like kind of like the retarded side of the family, because they haven't won in like forever.
But maybe they totally will now. Like, maybe Nate is like all the Lions needed. They're like,
yeah. I hope so. I hope they turn it around.
I do too.
They've definitely had a tough go of it, but I think they've got the right pieces. They've got a real young team. They've added lots of players in the offseason, you know, Nate being one of them. So I think that they're on the way up. You know, hopefully the Seahawks are on the way up, but we'll see. But I'll be cheering for both teams.
Well, that's awesome. And I will too.
You're like, yeah, I guess. I will too.
And I'm on Team Wisdom. Okay, so one thing that I really love about Wiz, you know, it's like this Pacific Northwest pride, you know, since I'm a Washington State girl. And,
no, I would never have guessed.
Yeah, I know. No, but he's, I know, Seattle represent. So, you know, he's Seattle based. And we were just talking about how he's teamed up with Macklemore and New Balance. I also wanted to talk about, you just recently teamed up with a pretty well-established Seattle-based MC Grinch, right? And yes. You guys have the track Gotcha Numb. It's definitely a great hit, but I also wanted to talk about the video. One really cool thing about Wiz, it's like full circle. Not only has he got great songs, but like the videos are totally hot. You guys just had this video come out. It's outstanding. Talk to me a little bit about kind of the feedback and how things have been going. I mean, you guys are like a YouTube phenomenon.
Yeah, and why I wasn't featured in that video, by the way.
And why I wasn't either, right.
Oh, what? Well, Kai was supposed to come up, actually.
I know.
Was she gonna be? Was she gonna be one of the booty girls?
I was gonna be like the wet t-shirt girl, like on the car, like yeah. No, next video, I'll be in it.
You know what? I'm gonna go down there and shoot a video in Southern California. So Turtle, when that happens, I'm gonna holler at you. We're gonna get you in there.
Done.
Totally.
Deal. I'll totally fuck it all up. Don't worry.
It'll be absolutely awesome. And if for some reason you just happen to not make the cut, it'll still be the behind the scenes.
Exactly.
We're still just happy to have you a part of it.
I love it. I'll be in the blooper roll.
They're going to be like, who's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle guy walking in the background during the whole video?
They're like, why is everything breaking when this kid is around? It's horrible.
So, the video itself, I think that, you know, within the last 2 years, it's become a pretty big marketing aspect in terms of independent musicians, specifically hip-hop oriented, just because, you know, a lot of times, you know, with rap music, there's not much live music. So even when we go out and, you know, do performances, more or less what you see is what you get. Where with the video, you can have fun with it. You can, you know, choose locations. You can choose who you want to be a part of it. And, you know, that song in particular was is both myself and Grinch, one of our favorite songs that we've done together, and we just thought that, you know, it would be perfect for a video, especially, you know, once the weather starts getting good here in Seattle. It's just one of those.
Well, I mean, that's the weather never gets good. Come on.
No, everyone in California hates on Seattle weather. It is not as bad as you think. And when it's beautiful, it's beautiful. And that video says it all.
Okay, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give everybody a little opportunity of the song. We're gonna play the song, and then when we come back, we're gonna come back to Wiz.
We're gonna do some more Wiz
in
here.
Exactly. So here's Gotcha Numb, and check out the video too. We're gonna link to that on our site as well, right here on the Unleashed Show.
3 seconds on the clock and Wiz got the ball. Confident, no overtime needed at all. Fans all anticipation of this, so untuck your jerseys, you know it won't miss. Witness King James hypnotist, I'm a sign language type of lyricist. Hearing this, my show's ended dead silence. Calling me Kobe, they calling you Sasha Vujicic. You with this? Improvise better than you do in this. Wiz and Grinch, MTK, numbing type of hits. Little beep, this is how I rock the stage. Stunned silence, knowing how the game really play. Fans openly mouth but no words form, unable to scream like a Cherokee porn. Get off the stage, kids act corner stung, standing there quivering cause they whole body's numb.
And when it comes to the crowd, yeah, we got them numb. And when it comes to the chicks, yeah, we got them strong. Whack MCs wanna front, but they ain't wanting none. Cause we got them numb, yeah, we got them numb.
And when it comes to the crowd, yeah, we got them numb. And when it comes to the chicks, yeah, we got them sprung. Whack MCs wanna front, but they ain't wanting none. Yeah, we got them numb, yeah, we got them numb.
Yeah, I got a numb like some Novocaine. A numb like your face when you go and snort cocaine. I'm so insane, so they know the name.
Wiz got you numb right here on the Enter the Shell Show. We are talking with Wiz. What's up, Wiz?
What's up, Turtle?
I wanted to talk to you just real quickly. A lot of people, when they think of Seattle, they think of it as it being the birthplace for grunge.
The hippies.
Nirvana, you know, and whatnot, which I love. I love grunge. I'm a total, you know.
You're totally grungy
that.
And
yeah,
dirty.
Yeah, I wear my Docs and everything, my flannel. I love
you
flannel.
Smell.
I look great in flannel, by the way.
By the way, you smell.
Yeah, so. Screw you, Kai. I don't care if it's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
I don't care. Yeah.
It's my birthday, whatever.
Okay, so. I'm like, Kai, you made me lose track.
Well, that's what you get for talking shit about Seattle.
So tell us how Seattle's hip-hop scene is making a name for itself. You know, kind of taking over the grunge, I guess.
Or balancing it out,
or
maybe.
Balancing it out, yeah.
I think that's actually a great question, and I think you're exactly right. It's more so balancing it out. I think that, you know, when I was growing up, it was definitely all about Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and Nirvana, and I love that. I still love that to this day, and the majority of people in Seattle just thoroughly enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there was a certain individual that you guys probably know, Sir Mix-a-Lot, that was from Seattle, that had one huge popular song, World.
Never
heard
of it.
Never
heard of it.
Never.
Heard of
it.
Never.
So other than that, though, we really didn't have that much, you know. But then once people started kind of, you know, working together, you know, at least for myself, I look back at the veterans. For when I really got into Seattle hip-hop, I look at, you know, super producers like Jake One and Vitamin D, who have worked with, you know, people all the way up to 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I look at, like, a group like the Blue Scholars, who are signed to Ruckus Records. I look at, you know, artists like Macklemore and Grinch, fellow up-and-coming group The Physics. And, you know, and all these groups or all these acts kind of contain similarities, believe it or not, with the grunge scene. And the cool thing is there's a lot of shows that are kind of like inter-genre shows, where there'll be like a rock band like Truckasaurus.
Right.
And there'll be like a hip-hop band like Champagne.
I like it when they do that.
And they'll kind of do a joint show together, so then all these fans just happen to love music. So it's not like we're just doing, you know, rap shows for just people that like hip-hop.
Totally.
You know, we're doing shows for people that just like music. I know that myself personally, I always like to have at least one song during my set where I choose, like, an oldie that I kind of sing along with. It could be, like, George Harrison, Steve Miller Band.
Nice.
You know,
I love
something it. Like that. And then I'll have my DJ flip it back and basically just spin, like, a little instrumental, and I'll rap to it. So a lot of us out here, you know, are super influenced by the grunge and rock sound, you know, dating back to Jimi Hendrix. And it comes forward in our hip-hop music.
Right. Now, when you were talking real quick, what song do you do of Steve Miller Band? Is it Fly Like an Eagle or...
The Joker.
The Joker, of course. Some people call me a space cowboy all the time.
You look like one. So I have a question. So, like, during your shows, I mean, are you finding that your fan base, or do you ever talk to people that hear your music that maybe aren't into the whole hip-hop scene, that you're kind of coming across and they're pleasantly surprised? Because I know that I've actually shared some of your music and stuff to some of the ETS crew, like even like Milo, who's like not big into hip-hop or anything like that, and people are like pleasantly surprised by the sound and stuff. Do you get that a lot?
You know, actually I do, and I've been getting that a lot more recently, just with the growth and popularity that I've had out here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool because I like that. You know, I like to basically be that musician that can bring a fan over to liking a different form of music that maybe they never thought they could have liked before. Maybe they just, you know, kind of turn their nose up at it without really giving them a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had some conversations with people about it in the past, and, you know, and they'll ask me questions, and, you know, to me it's like elementary type questions, but obviously, you know, they're not that familiar with the music, so you know, I have no problem, you know, sharing with them my answers and what, you know, other stuff they should look into. And it's cool because, again, it's a totally new fan base. And once you get a new fan base, all of their friends hopefully will get into it, and so on and so on.
Totally. It's like full circle. You're saving the world one hip-hop song at a time.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to save the world one more time because... I don't know if you know this. It's your birthday, Kai. It's Kai's, and it wouldn't be Kai's birthday. And, you know, me and Wisdom, we actually went out and...
Because you guys are best friends.
Yeah, best friends. And we did an Eminem-style battle. We actually flew out to Detroit. We went underground. And we actually...
Because you were visiting your boy, Nate.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, hey, dude, let's battle. And he won the battle. So now he's going to sing to you happy birthday.
Yeah. It was cool. So, again... You know, this is just some crazy spontaneity, but it's because I am not a singer that I will do this happily and gladly just to sing for your birthday. So here we go.
Let me just bring it up real quick so everyone can hear.
Happy
happy. Happy, happy birthday. It's your special day. Happy, happy birthday. It's what we want to say. Hey, happy, happy birthday. May all your dreams come true. Happy, happy birthday from Wisdom to you. Hey.
That's the best birthday song ever.
And many more on Channel 4.
And Scooby-Doo.
And the crew.
On Channel 2. I love it. I love it. That was awesome. Well, Wiz, having you on the show, this has been so great. I really have been looking forward to this. I want to make sure that everybody checks you out. Make sure you check him out on YouTube. Check out his Gotcha Numb video. He's also got a website. It's Wisdom Sound. That's WIZDOM Sound.com. You can find him on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. Twitter.com/Wisdom80.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Turtle, Kai, love y'all, family. Come up to Seattle. We'll kick it.
What
oh
the?
Shit, guys.
It sounds like the police.
I know, but it's even better than the police. It's our next guest. Come on in.
Ew. Oh, look who it is. Look who the cat drug out.
How hard it is to get in this place?
I was waiting like 3 minutes in the parking lot just trying to get in. It is Drew. Drew, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Now, for those that don't know who Drew is, and that's pretty much everybody, they're like, who's Drew? Why is
he
here?
He's my love slave.
He's your love slave.
He's my roommate.
He's your roommate. So
he gets to see me walk around naked all day.
What's that like, Drew? Tell me.
Yeah.
You walk in.
I think that about accurately describes it.
I'll show you naked.
Have you ever walked in on her like naked or in the middle of a weird, you know?
No, thank God.
I know, it's actually been like, because we've been living together for like 2 years, and surprisingly, I mean, there's a couple close calls. We won't go there.
Yeah. What about vice versa? Have you, Kai, walked in on Drew?
No, but I will plead the fifth on that just in case.
I tend to keep it more out in the open.
Literally.
No one likes that. No one likes it out in the open.
Okay. Next subject.
Quick.
The crowd's turning on us.
Yeah. All right. So, Drew. Do you have a story that involves dancing with Kai?
We have a lot of dancing.
I think 90% of our friendship is spent.
Okay, we don't even talk.
So let's go back. Let's go back to that story, okay?
Oh, which one?
Of the dancing one.
Well, it usually always starts with mass amounts of alcohol.
As always, of course.
And then,
as the crowd's drunk,
and then one of us will break out the iPod, and anyone else who's nearby immediately runs for cover.
Oh my gosh, I know. People like will joke about it. They're like, "We're gonna have a couple drinks and go back to our place, and it's gonna be a dance party." And everyone's like, "Yeah, right." And we're like, "No, seriously."
Yeah, they're like, "Yeah, ha ha."
It gets pretty intense, but we don't have wood floors anymore, so it's carpet. So.
Well, yeah, we used to have wood floors, so it was totally right. Like.
So you guys walk in the party,
mm-hmm.
And then. the music stops. then what happens?
Right. We start singing show tunes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Like it's no big deal.
What yeah.
Like you never.
Is that not normal? Like why is everyone looking at us like that's not normal? Yeah, we've got the Berber carpet now, so you can't twirl on it quite as easily. Like I mean, Drew's notorious for like the running and sliding on his knees kind of thing. I'm good.
It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
The crowd seems happy about that. Drew, is last thing, do you want to wish anything to Kai besides a good time?
No, not really, because I have to go and decorate the apartment. last year, I did Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers.
Totally hardcore place.
Wait. For her birthday? For her birthday party?
It was yeah. Jonas Brothers theme. It was impressive.
She decorated for my birthday with High School Musical, so yeah. I had to follow up with Jonas Brothers. But... Yeah!
They love the High School Musical. The kids, they do. So
no, but let me just tell you one thing. He got the cute little Jonas Brother plates, and they had like
yes, because all Jonas Brothers are cute.
They are.
Kids love them.
But you know, like the little cake plates, they had like the little kind of foil writing on them. I put one in the microwave and almost burnt the place.
Yeah, you're putting a tin in a microwave, Earth.
I wasn't thinking about it.
And you're still alive. Drew is still alive, ladies.
We were having a dance party.
the crowd agrees. Drew, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
And I've been asking some people, and I think you would know this even better. If you can grant Kai one wish, what would it be?
Her vaginal rejuvenation surgery.
God bless you.
She's been saving up, so I hope you get there. And then maybe some new boobs.
All right. Some new boobs.
Amen. You say? Let's hope that comes true. All right.
The crowd loves it. New boobs. All right.
The boobs.
Yeah, we are going to take a real quick break. We'll be right back right after this on the Kai edition, or Kai's birthday edition.
The Kai's birthday show.
Yeah, the Kai's birthday show right here on the end of the show.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Oh, I love you so.
Okay, so I'm going to start recording right now. If you want to leave her just a nice, you know, quick message, do that, okay?
Oh, okay, you put me on the spot.
No. I'm recording you now. Millions of people are listening to you right now.
Right now?
Don't fuck it up.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
No pressure or anything, by the way. No pressure.
Oh, yeah, no pressure. Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Now? Okay.
No, not now. Now. Okay, now.
Happy birthday, Kylie. This is Camille, your newfound sister. I can't wait to meet as many of my birthday wishes come true. I hope it's yours, too, and have a great day.
So, Kai, that's just another, you know, little sample of another person just giving you love. Tons of love in the air.
So much love, and let me just give that love right back, and especially to you. Mad props to you, because I would have never guessed that you would even want to do anything nice for me.
No, I wouldn't. I was forced.
You're like, I'm totally paid.
Yeah, Milo put a fucking gun in my head. He's like, look at here. It's Connor's fucking birthday.
Well, I'm glad that Milo, our famous blogger, cares about me.
Yeah, well, as you can tell, the bartender is making another drink.
Yes.
And he'll be with us momentarily.
Okay.
But while he's doing that, I wanted to say that I was able to bribe a bunch of my compadres, some might say. And
those of you that don't know, Turtle is actually Mexican.
Yeah, I'm actually Tortuga, but I had to simulate into this white culture and become Turtle with two R's, by the way.
Because you got to roll your tongue.
No. Well, there's that, because I'm a thug and I don't care about spelling.
You're kind of a big deal.
Yeah, kind of a big deal. So I had my friends kind of make you a little mix.
Oh, a birthday mix.
Oh yeah, a little birthday mix of what exactly, you know, you should be doing on your birthday. Here it is. Straight to you.
Le Ayuca.
Is this 50 Cent in a mariachi band?
Yeah. I was able to get 50 of them. I paid him a little extra. He's kind of cheap these days. His acting career didn't take off.
He's a thug. Yeah. Bartender, bring the drinks over.
It's your birthday.
Hey, we gonna party like it's your birthday.
We gonna sip a cocktail like it's your birthday.
Why?
And you know we don't give up. Cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the club.
Yeah, shots. Let's do it.
All right, here, let's.
What is this time?
Yeah, here, what do we got this time, bartender?
Kind of drunk this go around, so let's put it down, all right?
It's like I don't even remember. Yeah. Okay, right, cheers, everybody.
Front, you see the Benz on.
When I roll, it hurts 20 so deep, good.
So it's drama.
Yikes.
In the club. I roll with Dre. Everybody show me love. I sell like them and you get plenty of goofy love. But homie ain't nothing changed.
I love that you're actually like keeping the beat to this.
Alright, so now. Now, Kevin, I'm totally completely smashed.
I'm sleeping.
Kai, wake up. It's your birthday show.
Kai, wake up. God, take, put your pants up, birthday. Let's get into some Kai celebrity corner.
By the way, that was beautiful. I'm just still so distracted. You know, it's actually perfect that we have the bartender here because we are able to talk about what's going on in Hollywood. He started it off earlier with a little Lindsay Lohan talk, and I got to look at what's happening in Hollywood.
Yeah, you were
right
in prison with her, right?
Rehab.
Yeah, rehab. It's like, I'm going to rehab and I'm taking my bartender with me.
Because she can do that. Well, you know, it's actually funny because
you know, we've been following everything, all the Lindsay Lohan drama. Now that she is actually in jail, seems that all of her little jailmates don't like her. Interesting.
Really? Well, how could they not like her if they're all, like, lesbians?
I guess...
And she's a lesbian. Wouldn't it be
I guess it's really funny from some of the quotes and stuff that I was reading online. I was reading on TMZ. They were saying some stuff about how, like, if Lindsay does anything, like, the jail goes into lockdown mode.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so, like, yesterday, apparently, she had to go into, like, the little medical clinic in the jail for something, and they put the jail on lockdown. So everyone's getting pissed off.
Is everyone in fear of Lohan? Like, oh, shit, Lohan's on the loose.
No, I think that it's probably somebody paid the jail and said, listen, you're going to make sure she's safe. You know what I mean? Like, so she has no money.
She has no money. It's ridiculous.
She's getting special treatment, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm a celebrity. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to throw you in jail, but we're going to
treat you like a princess.
We're going to treat you exactly. we're going to lock you away in a castle. How about that?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know what else is ridiculous? Is that Amanda Bynes announced like a month ago that she was retiring, and now she's re-announced that she's not retiring.
Oh, good. I was so afraid you were going to say that Amanda Bynes is getting married or something like
that. No, but
I'm totally against that.
She's 24 years old, and a month ago she said that she was retiring from the industry. Not like she's anything super great. Like, why would you announce your retirement?
What do you mean? Are you kidding me?
She's hot. She's hot. But here's the thing.
She's doing What I Like About You.
Yeah,
that was great.
Cool.
She had her sitcom.
Yeah, she had her sitcom.
Okay, fine. But you know what? You are not.
What are you hating?
I'm just saying, she's not Al Pacino. Like, announcing that you're retiring at 24 sounds absolutely ridiculous. If you want to take a break, fine. But you don't need to tell people you're retiring, and now she's announced that I've unretired. Like, that's ridiculous.
It's not. I'm happy. I'm happy for her.
You don't stand a chance with her.
I want a sex tape to come out. Not a mixtape, a sex tape.
Yeah, well, you know who else wants a sex tape? It's Al Gore.
Al Gore? Well, he wants a massage tape. That's just that little guy.
You guys
wants.
Heard what happened. So there's a massage therapist who's claiming that Al Gore sexually abused her in 2006.
Now, since we have a bartender, have you ever been sexually abused or aroused, bartender, for a tip or anything like that?
Yeah.
See? There's nothing wrong with it.
It's not birthday wishes.
So I guess the former vice president, he sat down Thursday with San Francisco, reporters and detectives are questioning him.
Were there any massage therapists on hand? He's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have some massage therapists just, you know, sprinkled everywhere inside the media. And, you know, maybe give everyone a little tug. Let them know, hey, look.
Happy endings all around.
Exactly. let's end the story with a happy ending. You know, like, bam.
Boom. Well, I guess Gore, the massage therapist is saying that Gore demanded sexual favors and made unwanted sexual contact during the massage. And I don't know. That was in a hotel room. It was 4 years ago. Like, give the guy a break. It's probably the only action he's gotten in his whole life.
Yeah, but Tipper Gore's pretty hot. Bartender, Tipper Gore, hot or not?
Not.
Whoa. Maybe I'm just into white girls.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe you're totally just whack.
Maybe I am. Maybe you drunk me. I am drunk. How about that?
Oh, man. Well, that's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
That's all you got for Kai Celebrity Corner? No Kardashian news?
No, it's my birthday. I can do what I want.
All right, fine.
I can do what I want.
I'll tell you what. Let's get into another message from another listener. Maybe even your sister. We'll see.
All this birthday love. Jeez.
Yeah, all this birthday love right here on the end of the show. Hello, Jackie?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? It's Trevor from End of the Show. How's it going?
I'm doing well.
Cool. I know you're a little nervous because you've never talked to a celebrity before, but I'm completely like cool. Don't worry.
Okay, I am. You know, I'm just like shaking right now, so I'm just gonna calm down and just
relax, girl. Relax. You want me to sing to you? You want me to like, I don't know, whisper sweet nothings in your ear? Nothing.
Oh, sweet nothings sound good.
Yeah, like nothing.
Okay.
I listen to everything you say. Here's my credit card. Right. Spend it. You look beautiful today. There you go.
Okay, that's perfect. That's it. That was the magic word right there.
I love it. So as you know, I am calling everyone seeing who wants to wish Kai some nice birthday wishes and whatnot. Yay. So did you want to leave her something? If you want to leave her something mean, like, bitch, I can't believe you were born.
Never. I'd never say that to her. Yes, I'd love to do that.
Okay. Let me, we're recording, so anytime you're ready.
Okay, thanks. So I just want to tell my baby sister, Kylie, that I am so happy that you are in my life, and I love you so much, and I knew the day that you were born that you were going to be so special to me, and I'm so thankful and grateful that you are my sister, my baby sister. So have a great, fantastic birthday, and I'm so proud of you, and I love you so much.
Such a love child, and every man in this place would love to be in her space. As the night settles down, she'll meet a lot of clever clowns, and I'll do my best to be better than the rest. She is so.
So much love in the air today for my birthday, for my special birthday show. And, you know, just in time for my birthday, our legendary, amazing resident blogger, Milo, is going to be...
He wanted to, by the way, call you and give you a birthday wish, but I was like, no, we can't.
He can give me my birthday wish.
Yeah, in person.
No, but Milo always does such a great job with Artist of the Week, and he was just such a great guy. I just love you, Milo. I wish Milo was here. But
No, not gonna happen. Sorry, Kai.
So anyways, Milo does Artist of the Week. Make sure you check out the blog section on enterthechell.com. Every week, Milo is taking a closer look into an artist that he thinks deserves a little thumbs up or two. It's the last Friday of the month, and
you know what that means.
That means that it's the legend series. Milo will look at a legend in music and kind of highlight that person. This month, we are featuring an artist who's released over 30 albums. Here's a couple clues. He was one of the biggest acts in the 1980s. He recently released an album and proclaimed that the internet is dead. Any idea who this artist is, or you want to learn a little bit more, or you just want to check out what Milo has to say, go to the blog section this Friday to see who lives.
Whoa.
Ew.
Outrageous. Also, our girl Sarah, she's doing a cover review of Needle in the Hay, originally done by Elliot Smith. So check that out. And you know, she's doing an album review. Actually, Richard. I think Richard's doing album review. Yeah, that's right. We have another blogger, as you know, Richard.
Jeez, why do you got to say it like that?
Well, you know, he didn't wish you a happy birthday, so I'm a little pissed.
I am kind of pissed too.
Richard, we're a little pissed at you.
Hopefully he'll make it up to me.
He's literally doing the band Miniature Tigers for the latest album, which is Fortress for Thursday's blog, so check that out. And she's also, who else? Dude, we have like a thousand things.
We actually
things
don't
that
even
are going
care
on.
What else Richard's doing because he doesn't care about me.
Take
so,
that.
Yeah, so whatever. If you want to find out what he's doing, go to the blog section. We don't care.
Yeah, and then Sarah's doing another review. And remember, New Music Tuesdays is a new feature on our blog section, which means we give you some free music. So
every Tuesday,
we're going to be hooking you up with free music and giving you little appetizers.
Pretty much you need to just go to the website every day of the week, because every single day we've got something new and fabulous just to rock your
musical
world.
We're opening expanding your minds to new artists on Tuesdays. And now, Kai, it's now time for the Demoralizer 3000!
It's blowing up!
It's blowing! Vaginal rejuvenation, wisdom, Nike. Toe Game, Gotcha Numb, Grunge, Milo's and Sarah's birthday wishes.
Did you just say it's blowing vaginal rejuvenation?
It is. It's blowing vaginal rejuvenation.
That was loud. You know what? It's because of all that birthday wrap that you put on the demoralizer.
You know what?
It was like, I'm burning up.
It was. So, Kai, if you'll open up the envelope.
Special birthday. Hello.
Special birthday treats. Wishes.
Special thanks to everyone again, bartender, everyone that called in. This has just been the most perfect birthday show ever. And according to the Demoralizer 3000, the moral of Kai's birthday show is, I quote, "Nothing says happy birthday like half a tampon wrapped in someone else's hair on your shoulder."
It's true.
So help me if you give me a tampon with hair on it, I'll kill you.
Hey, bartender.
Hey, really quick, special birthday thank you to my boy Wiz. Thank you so much for being on the show. Make sure you check out Wisdom Sound. That's WIZDOM sound.com. He's on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, and check out his music videos on YouTube because this man,
they're kind of hot. They're kind of a big deal. WisdomSound.com. Check it out. If you can't remember that, go to EnterTheShell.com.
We got it all there for you. Thank you so much for all the birthday love, too. I really appreciate it.
I was expecting nobody to call. When I was like, no one's going to call.
That's plain mean.
All right.
Do you have any special birthday wishes for me?
To John, once again, to my Uncle John, you know, happy birthday.
No,
to,
but for me.
For you.
I thought you were supposed to, like, say something nice to me for my birthday.
Damn you, Kai.
Like, what's your special birthday wish for me?
You know, my special birthday wish.
Stop rubbing my leg.
For you is to finally give it up to me and so we can have some sex. There.
Try again.
Some birthday sex. Birthday sex.
Try again next year, Turtle.
Damn you.
Can't mix business with pleasure, buddy.
No, we can't.
But I love you long time.
Yeah, I'm going to let you end it.
All right. Well, listen, special thanks to all my wonderful listeners and my Enter the Shell family. And this has been Kai's birthday show. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week. We're out of here.
Whiskey, please. I need some whiskey, please. So brave.